Hi there! You're listening to the Parent Ed Podcast by Focus on the Family Singapore. While there are no perfect families, every relationship can turn the corner.
Hello and welcome to the Parent Ed Podcast. My name is Aaron and I'm your host for this episode. In each episode of the Parent Ed Podcast, we'll be tackling questions that parents are asking about family life, parenting, marriage, work life, and much, much more. We'll be speaking with everyday parents and practitioners as they share with us their experience and practical ideas. We hope that you keep tuning in to learn with us and to grow personally in your journey as parents. We often hear of parents putting pressure on their children to achieve society's standard of success. For some, it's academic excellence and getting into a prestigious university, or perhaps for some, it's attaining a well-paying and stable job. After all, parents all want the best for our children. In a pragmatic and competitive society like Singapore, parents don't want their children to be losing out on opportunities or to lag behind their peers. And yes, we want our children to be successful. However, we tend to forget that every child is unique. They have their own strengths and weaknesses, personalities and inclinations. Our children may not fit into society's definition of success, and that's okay, right? Joining me today is Tak Leh, a father of three teenagers and young adults who will share with us his thoughts on this big topic and how he helped his children find their own way in the world. Welcome to the Parent Ed Podcast, Tak Leh, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Aaron. First and foremost, thank you for this invitation to the 100th episode of the Parent Ed Podcast. I'm Tak Leh. I am excited to be here. Like any everyday parent, I have my own fair share of learning and growth. Highs and lows as a father, being given an opportunity to share is indeed a great honor and privilege.
Thank you, Tak Leh. To get us started, can you share with our listeners perhaps a little bit more about yourself and a bit about your family?
Yeah, so together with my wife, Shirley of 25 years, we are blessed with three wonderful children. The eldest is John, turning 23 this year. Mark is our second child, turning 20. And our youngest, our daughter, Joanna, just turned 17. Professionally, I work for an American MNC as a business operation manager. In recent time, because of the COVID pandemic, together with some of my friends, we have started to provide free online tuition to the community kids in Malaysia as a way to give back. I am not all about work. I love the outdoor, go for walks with my wife, go hiking with my kids. I am also an ardent Liverpool fan. Together with the boys, we watch football on TV, especially Liverpool matches.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Tak Leh, today's topic is really about your children and how you as a father help them as they are growing up. Can you tell us a bit more about where they are now in life and what do they enjoy doing?
Yes, John the eldest is currently pursuing a bachelor degree in economics with SMU in two majors, economics and data science. He is an avid golfer, played competitively till he was enlisted for National Service. Golf is a game sport he loved and he wanted to develop since he was about four when it was first introduced to him by his late grand aunt. I remember when he was about 7 years old, he told us specifically he wanted to focus on golf, drop all music classes entirely. We supported his suggestion. Interestingly, he had picked up playing the guitar in recent times. He will finish school in 1.5 years' time, so he is thinking through and exploring future opportunities to blend the skills and knowledge he has acquired from both his academic and sporting journey. For Mark, he is currently in first year with Temasek Polytechnic, pursuing a diploma in electronics. His academic journey is quite an adventure. He was diagnosed with dyslexia and mild language deficiency. Reading and English comprehension were his worst nightmare. After P6, he progressed to normal technical stream in secondary school. It was there he found his niche. The subject offering was more technical than academic in nature. He began to excel in the building and constructing of things, such as robotics and computer animation. After his 4 years of secondary school education, he did well to be offered the course he desired to pursue in ITE and now with Temasek Poly. Now Mark enjoys sport climbing, so he enrolled himself into the Poly CCA. He commit his time to training and training with them and aspired to represent Temasek Poly for future competition. For our daughter, Joanna has completed her O-level and now doing her A-level in Raffles Institution. Her main choice of subjects is chemistry and geography, as she has developed interest in the field of ecology and biodiversity. This is partly due to her exposure to nature when I took her for multi-day hikes. Beyond academic, Joanna took up running with Active SG when she was 9 years old. She loves the track and trains regularly 3 times a week with the school team. During her off-season, she will do her crochet and knitting.
Wow, what an interesting blend of both outdoors, being competitive in sports, as well as having that quiet side where they are able to develop certain habits and perhaps even a hobby. Dudley, can you share with us, what's your approach to parenting when it came to your children's education? And how do you come to this approach?
The three of them are uniquely different, wired differently in terms of personalities, abilities, talents and strengths. We as parents must first accept them completely. Not every child is academically smart, but every child has a nature, potential which can be nurtured. In Singapore, we are very thankful that there are many pathways to succeeding in life and to make contributions to society at large, as long as one desires to work towards it. When Mark was diagnosed with his condition at 8, we had a heavy heart. We were concerned, will he be okay? Will he match up to our academic system? We did what was necessary to put him under Dyslexia Association of Singapore intervention program while continue to support and love him. I remember the words of encouragement from the educational psychologist to us. Help him reach his potential, not what the world or we expect of him. So we remain hopeful yet down to earth. Secondly, the three are on different pathways. Each of them is pursuing different academic routes and discipline. Each discipline requires different core abilities. For example, in track and field, Usain Bolt is the world record holder for 100 meter and 200 meter sprint. The fastest man, but he is not a marathoner. He even switched from 400 meter to 100 meter as he worked with his coach. Therefore, knowing our children individually is part of the process of discovery and development of potentials. As parents, we observe how they play on their own, how they play with each other, and how they socialize with other kids. All these are signposts of what they like to do and incline towards that will eventually guide them to choose the preferred course of study or discipline, including their aesthetic development through CCAs. Thirdly, as parents, we also go against the grains of putting expectation on our children. There is no expectation on academic grades, and we encourage them to put in their best effort. By saying this, we as parents, we don't nag at them, we don't fret, we don't become fearful. Even if they experience setback, we learn to empathize with them because we believe the children themselves aspire to do well. They don't set themselves up to fail. I learned a great deal in Mark's academic journey, especially during his primary school years. I remember those occasions when I lost my cool while coaching him in his studies. I was frustrated, but his non-verbal response to me was, "It's not that I'm not trying." Looking back, I wish I could have been more empathetic to understand his world. So it was also a learning journey for me to recognize my own shortcomings as a father. I clearly remember that eventful day when PSLE result was released. We saw Mark raising both his hands triumphantly right in front of the school hall when the school principal announced that all students had passed their PSLE. Wow, I saw from behind. He was so happy. He was celebrating. It was then that it dawned upon me that all he has been working towards was simply to pass his PSLE, not thinking about grades, not thinking about score, nor the streaming. His hurdle was to pass PSLE, which he did, and we learned to rejoice with him. Last but not least, education is important, but it's not everything. We approach learning and growth in a holistic way, which include their physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social well-being. We all know this world today is fast-moving and fast-changing, uncertain, complex, volatile, ambiguous. To begin this approach, we must put in much effort to shepherd their hearts towards helping them to embracing their own uniqueness and strength. Through this process, they gain confidence and blossom in their own way and develop character traits like resilience, perseverance, self-control. Beyond that, considering others before self, exercising compassion towards others.
Thanks for sharing that about especially discovering their own strengths and preferences. You know, what if my child takes a longer time, right, to discover their own strengths and preferences? What would you recommend for parents, if, especially if they are very anxious about it? Like, I don't see my child progressing. I don't see my child improving, whether it's in their academic or even in their social skills. Perhaps for what you experienced when your son was much younger, you don't really see that progress. How will you help parents encourage them?
It is important for us as parents to believe in our children and believe in the process of the influence that a parent can have on the children. Because we are authority figure, so however we feel, however we think, they will take that cue from us. As parents, we must learn to be very, very patient. If we are not patient, then we will lose our cool very easily. And that actually doesn't help them to grow. So we need to give them time to have that patience to let them grow and to blossom.
What are some feedback or comments your children give to you when you're patient with them? What was the outcome of that?
Actually, they don't really tell us openly, but what is important is the way they respond to us. They are very open with us in terms of how they talk to us, how they communicate with us.
So you can actually see a difference when you are patient with them and when you're not. Their response to you is different. They exactly. are more open to communicate with you. They are probably more comfortable also being around with you, right? What has been some outcomes of this freedom that you're giving your child to discover their own strengths and preferences?
Today, they continue to excel in their own way. And they are motivated because they enjoy learning, enjoy school, enjoy their friends. They do have study stress from time to time, but they don't get burnt out. They have learned to take time to work through difficult subjects or topics with patience. They are not afraid to seek help from each other or from their friends. For example, it was heartening to see Mark approaching his younger sister to have her walk through with him some math concepts taught in poly. And in the same way, we can see that they are extending help to their friends in their class. Among all this, it just warms our hearts that they share a very strong relationship with us and with each other fostered over all these years. Beyond academic, they trust us enough to approach us to dialogue other important subject matters, such as wider relationships.
So, Tak Lee, how did you and your wife come to a consensus, especially to your children's academic pursuits, perhaps their grades, how they do in their school? How do you all agree with that?
I think first and foremost, both my wife Shirley and I, we work towards having the same values, belief system as to how we want to parent our children, how we want to raise a family, and what is the family all about. And we see that in Singapore, while there's a lot of focus on education, we know that to succeed in life is not just about education. So we see that there need to have a holistic development for their life. So when it comes to grades, if I were only to award the boy or the girl who is doing well, how will the one who is struggling feel? So we treasure every child as they are. And we know that it will be a journey for them to grow, which will take time.
So you are saying that you didn't reward or punish your children when they are not doing so well?
Not at all. Because we only punish our children if there is a conduct issue. If it's an issue with character, we do not punish our children for not achieving grades. Because we only punish our children if they fail to honor the seniors, they fail to honor their grandparents, they fail to obey us, or there's a failing in their conduct. So we must clearly address punishment in the right way.
So I hear you that you don't reward, you don't punish. Then what are some of your dreams then for your children? What are your aspirations for your children?
Children must have their own dreams. And it is important to have dreams. If there's no dreams, there is no aspiration. But it's important for us as parents that we must be very careful that we do not impose our own dreams, especially our own unfulfilled dreams, upon them. Then it becomes a pressure upon them. They are not our trophies. But instead, we allow them to make dreams of their own. And then we are like the way maker, just opening the door, coming alongside them and journey with them and to help them reach their dreams. And that dreams is like a vision that can become a reality.
Thank you for sharing so candidly about how each child is unique and they have all different needs, be it through their school activities, their friendships, and even their relationship with you. What do you do to build each child's confidence? How do you spur your children on, especially when they face setbacks?
Generally, the lack of confidence is largely due to self-doubt. We as parents must first know them and their uniqueness. Therefore, we believe in them and help them to have a right assessment and believe in themselves. Secondly, there are ups and downs in life. Setback is inevitable. Setback can cause one to lose confidence. Yet there's also opportunity to learn and grow from setbacks. Remember, failure is not fatal. If we parents have the courage to accept any setback, then we are modeling confidence for them indirectly. Thirdly, our words as parents carry lots of weight upon the children. There are words that build up or tear down. Words that are critical tear down confidence. So as parents, we learn to speak words of affirmation and also making time to listen to them without judging. Last but not least, we celebrate their effort. Always believe that they have given their best, even if their result is unfavorable. But always be willing to come alongside them in all times, at all moments.
You know, the part about celebrating your child's success, even though it may not be something that you desire, sometimes it may be counterculture, right? That's what you said, going against the grain of being a parent. But yeah, at the same time, your child needs to know that the parents are the cheerleaders for them and to know that they are walking together with them and being alongside with them, encouraging them along the way. Many of our listeners, children who are around your children's age, and we have also heard from some of them that they sometimes feel like a failure when their children don't do well academically. What would you say to these parents who feel that way?
We might feel that way because we are all concerned parents. We desire the best for our children. Yet at the same time, we must learn to examine and reflect on our own emotions. Could the root of such feeling have stemmed from a sense of insecurity or fears within ourselves, within us? Like fear of failure, fear of losing out. Fear is like a trap. It paralyzes us. Children will feel the same way as we feel because we are their protector, their security. This is how they see us and feel it, even though they might not say it. In the event of flight emergency, the protocol is always for the adult to put on the oxygen mask first before attending to the child. So in the same way, we as parents must have proper care for ourselves. Then they will be assured and loved that we are there for them and with them to ride through the storm together.
So you're suggesting that perhaps our children's fear of failure could also be a reflection of the parents' fear of failure, or perhaps the parents' fear of something, you know, insecurity, or perhaps just uncertain about the future, and that may actually reflect on the children's life. So that's something that I think probably as listeners, we can examine ourselves. Are there any fears that we may have that we are actually projecting on our children? And maybe our children are observing our cues and seeing, what am I afraid of, or what should I be afraid of? And that's where they may be resulting in perhaps not being able to make friends or not being able to do well in school just because they are afraid. Thank you for sharing your parenting tips to our listeners so far. You know, I think it's really amazing that all these insights of truth you have been sharing, and it stems from your personal experience journeying with your children. Indeed, we need to celebrate our children's success and their growth, no matter how big or how small. I believe all our children need to be assured, and our whole family needs to support them as they journey through various stages in life. Before we wrap today's session up, are there any last words of wisdom or encouragement that you can share with our listeners?
Our children are precious. Remember, before we first received them into our arms, they were uniquely knitted and formed in their mother's womb. That birthday, we celebrated life. Today, let us continue to celebrate life, love them as they are, and come alongside them to help them discover and develop their unique strengths and talent and support their interests. And like a shepherd, nurture their hearts to developing good character traits that will prepare them for the world.
Thank you, Tak Lee, for sharing your personal stories with us. To all our listeners, we recognize that every child is a precious gift to us. May we as parents start to connect and celebrate each child uniquely and as a family. I'm sure you're all benefited from this podcast. As this is our 100th episode, I want to especially thank all our podcast guests and listeners for reaching this milestone. We'll be launching Season 2 of the Parent App Podcast with fresh content and a wonderful lineup of guests on our show. We hope that you continue to support us by tuning in and sharing the podcast. Let's keep learning and growing in our parenting journeys. Until next time, have a great week with your family.